Sports.
Time for Jack of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, in high school baseball and softball action on Saturday, in softball action, girls play, it was Lewis Central beating Atlantic 4-2. Harlan over Bishop Heelan Catholic in 9 innings, 1-0. Glenwood took 2 from Kemper Catholic, 12-6 and 5-2. And Lennox beat Southeast Warren 9-1. In boys baseball Saturday, Abe Lincoln topping Sioux City West 3-0. Davenport Central beat Lewis Central in 10 innings, 6-4. Dowling Catholic topping Lewis Central 11-4. Also, Glenwood and Kemper Catholic split a doubleheader with Glenwood winning 15-4. In the opener, Kemper Catholic wins the second game 5-1. A girls' regional softball play gets underway tonight for Class 1A teams. All these games getting underway at 7 o'clock this evening. In Region 1 play tonight, it'll be Whiting versus Boyer Valley. Also, West Harrison will be at Woodbine. In Region 7 tonight, Bedford plays at East Union. Villisca is at Corning, and Orient Maxburg plays at Lennox. In Region 8, it'll be Stanton at Cam. Nishnabotna playing at Essex South Page. Sydney is at Fremont Mills. Adair Casey is at Coon Rapids Bayard, while Guthrie Center will play at Arweva tonight. Again, all those matches starting at 7 o'clock tonight. The winners of those games moving on to second round play. Also tonight on KJAN, we've got some regular season boys baseball action for you as Atlantic travels to Red Oak tonight. Game time set for 7:30. We'll be on the air just prior to that. So get you ready for the ball game tonight. That's Atlantic at Red Oak. And boys baseball tonight live here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. Lance Lynn outpitched Marlins all-star Jose Fernandez for his 11th win, and Matt Holliday homered for the St. Louis Cardinals in a 3-2 Cardinals win that wrapped up a three-game sweep on Sunday. Lynn worked 7 strong innings in 87-degree heat and matched all-star Adam Wainwright for the team lead in wins, bouncing back from losses in consecutive starts for the first time in his career. He struck out 7, fanning Giancarlo Stanton all three times, and has reached 11 wins prior to the break both of his years in the rotation. The 20-year-old Fernandez worked 6 innings a day after getting the nod as the Marlins' lone all-star and gave up 3 runs on 4 hits and a season-high 4 walks. He hadn't allowed more than 2 earned runs in his previous 6 outings. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Philadelphia downing Atlanta 7-3. Washington outscored San Diego 11-7. Mets edging Milwaukee 2-1. The Cubs over Pittsburgh in 11 innings 4-3. Dodgers beat the Giants 4-1, and Arizona topping Colorado by a 6-1 final. In the American League, Josh Reddick homered and drove in 4 runs to cap a big series for Oakland. Jed Lowry and Eric Sogard also went deep, and the Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 10-4 yesterday. A.J. Griffin bounced back from a miserable start against the Cubs to go 5 innings for the A's. The only damage he allowed came on solo homers by George Koteris and Alex Gordon. Jesse Chavez earned his first career save with 4 scoreless innings of relief. Luis Mendoza allowed 5 runs in the second inning for the Royals, and he was yanked to a round of boos after retiring just 4 batters. It was the right-hander's shortest start in exactly 5 years, back to 2008, when he was still with Texas. Elsewhere in the American League Sunday, it was Baltimore over the New York Yankees 2-1. Cleveland beat Detroit 9-6. Toronto over Minnesota 11-5. Tampa Bay topping Chicago 3-1. Texas beat Houston 5-4, and the Angels over the Red Sox 3-0. One interleague game saw Seattle beat Cincinnati 3-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, it was Iowa over Albuquerque 8-5. Round Rock beat Omaha by a 4-0 final. Well, St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina believes a little rest is all he needs after an MRI exam on his right knee showed only inflammation. He's hopeful of being back in the lineup on Tuesday. Molina, who topped the National League vote-getters for the All-Star game, was certain that he'd be ready for that game. He said that the knee had been bothering him for about a month, but he felt worse on Friday, so the team sent him for medical tests. Manager Mike Matheny said it would be a day-to-day situation. The Cardinals have today off, and Molina leads the National League with a .346 average. He's played in 81 of the first 86 games and led the Major League catchers in innings. Backup Tony Cruz made his 9th start yesterday against the Marlins. In other baseball news, the Texas Rangers have placed designated hitter Lance Berkman and pitcher Nick Tepish on the disabled list. Berkman injured a muscle in his hip and back area in last night's 9-5 loss to Houston. Tepish has inflammation in his right elbow. The Rangers also activated right-hand right-handed reliever Joaquin Soria, who hasn't pitched in the majors since September 11th of 2011 with Kansas City. Also in the majors, the San Diego Padres have placed catcher Yasmani Grandal on the 60-day disabled list with a sprained right knee suffered in Saturday's loss to Washington. The Padres replaced him by recalling catcher Rene Rivera from AAA Tucson. The Washington Nationals have placed left-handed pitcher Ross Detweiler on the 15-day disabled list with a lower back strain. Detweiler was scheduled to start today's series opener at Philadelphia and is expected to be replaced by Dan Heron, who is currently on the DL with a shoulder injury. Heron is 4-9 with a 6.15 ERA and 15 starts so far this year. Kevin Slowey will take Ricky Nolasco's spot in the Miami Marlins rotation tonight against the Braves. That's because Nolasco was traded to the Dodgers on Saturday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, a major part of Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg's plan to replace his starting backcourt is to lean on transfers again. But the Cyclones also have a host of young guards eager to show Hoiberg that the solution was already on the roster. Iowa State's hopes for a third straight trip to the NCAA tournament next season rest largely on how they overcome the loss of guards Corey Lucius, Chris Babb, and Tyrus McGee. Hoiberg brought in former Marshall star DeAndre Kane and junior college standout K.J. Bluford with the expectation that both would compete for significant minutes. But the Cyclones have four underclassmen guards and a veteran backup in Bubu Paulo. None of them are planning to spend the season on the bench either. Freshman point guard Monty Morris says the players are just going to see how the chips fall. A three-hour tennis match has ended 77 years of frustration for Britain. Andy Murray became the first British male since Fred Perry in 1936 to win Wimbledon. The second-seeded Murray needed 3 hours and 9 minutes to complete a 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 triumph over Novak Djokovic. That victory comes a year after Murray was beaten by seven-time champ Roger Federer. Murray made things interesting in the final game as he was forced to deuce after having triple championship point. Murray later fought off three break points before finally knocking off Djokovic, who was seeking his second Wimbledon crown in 3 years. Djokovic went up a break in both the second and third sets, demonstrating the tenacity that's allowed him to win six Grand Slams. He won four straight games to take a 4-2 lead in the third set before Murray came storming back. Murray finished with 36 winners and just 21 unforced errors in his historic victory yesterday. Jonas Blixt shot a 3-under-67 as he won the rain-delayed Greenbrier Classic by two strokes on the PGA Tour. The Swede emerged from a five-player chase over the final five holes to pick up the $1.1 million winner's check. He also gets a spot in the upcoming British Open and next year's Masters for that victory. Blixt overcame a four-shot deficit at the start of the final round and finished at 13-under. Third-round leader Johnson Wagner, Australians Steve Bowditch and Matt Jones, along with Jimmy Walker, were all tied for second place. And today is another big deadline day for this month's Iowa game. Spokesman Corey Kennedy says this is the final day to register for many of the individual events and some of the team sports. Among the events with a final registration deadline is track and field.
Our final deadline, you can only register online. The entry fee has increased a little bit. For majority of the team sports, it's $20 more than it was prior, and a lot of the individual sports, it's $5 more.
Well, Kennedy says registration needs to be cut off at some point to set the schedule and assign officials. He says the competition schedule should be out well in advance.
A lot of the team sports will be the whatever weekend it is. We post the schedule a week before. So like if you're playing the 20th and 21st, the schedule will be posted by the 12th of July. And then the 26th, 27th weekend, the schedules will be posted by the 19th of July.
Well, the main weekend of competition in this year's Iowa games is July 19th through the 21st. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.